Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to worship. Good to see you. Good to see you here. Good to see you online. It's always good to see you wherever you're at as we worship God together. Couple of announcements. Put it on your calendar. There's a new member class on Sunday, April 11th. So if you think you fall into that category or would like to join us, please let us know in the office or let Pastor Rod or myself know that too. Holy Week is coming up. It's only, just a little under 2 weeks away. So it's coming up fast. And there's all sorts of things that are coming up with that week, like the Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter. So please take a note on your announcement sheet on what's coming our way. And we will have a couple opportunities, as always, to participate in different ways during the service. If you like to sing, we're going to have another virtual choir like we had at Christmas time for one of our songs, so just let Ben or myself or somebody at the office know, and we'll get you what you need to participate with that. Also on Sunday, there'll be a virtual potluck at 10:30 a.m. You'll be able to find the Zoom link right on our main page, and you can join us for a time of fellowship. I believe those are all the announcements for this evening. As always, you can find the prayer list and lots of things going on at Emmanuel and in the community on the announcement sheet. So take that home with you or find it at emmanuelfamily.com. So please rise as you are able. And let's say the opening dialogue together. Into your hands, Almighty God, we place ourselves. Our minds to know you, our hearts to love you, our wills to serve you, for we are yours. Into your hands, incarnate Savior, we place ourselves. Receive us and draw us after you, that we may follow your steps. Into your hands, O hovering Spirit, we place ourselves. Take us and fashion us after your image. Let your comfort strengthen us and your fire cleanse us. And into your hands, Almighty God, we place ourselves. Gather us in your light eternal. Let's sing together, Are You My Church? Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
And let us pray. Open our hands, Lord, to reach out to a world in need. May our arms enfold those who sorrow. Our palms bear mercy and grace, and our fingers point to your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. A short reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 15, beginning with the 7th verse. If there is a poor man among your brothers in any town of the land, and the Lord your God has given you, do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted towards your poor brother. Rather, be open-handed and freely lend him whatever he needs. And from Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You've laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful to me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. Word of God, word of life, thanks be to God. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I know when you hear this word almsgiving, there's one particular word that may stand out from that, and that would be giving. Well, I am no expert when it comes to stewardship sermons, so don't worry, I'm not going to give one of those. Don't worry. We're not going to be talking about that. But you might be worried, well, if he's not going to talk about that, what else is he going to talk about then? If it's about almsgiving and opening my hands. He's going to ask us to do something, isn't he? I just know he's going to talk about we have to do something. But Pastor Zach, that's not what we need for our salvation. We need Jesus. Okay, we're not going to get into that debate. But you're not going to be totally off the hook either, okay? So I thought there's a better way to go at this because I'm not the biggest expert. I'm not the one that knows exactly how to talk about these things sometimes. So I thought there's got to be something that I can relate to, maybe you can relate to, that kind of explain this idea of almsgiving and open hands. And being that it's March and April's only not too long from now, I figured what better way than to take us out to the old ball game, right? Right? Baseball. You guys know baseball, right? I hope. Softball, something, kickball. I don't know. There's some sort of sport like that. But baseball, many of you know this, some of you don't. But I played baseball in high school. I was a horrendous batter. We're not going to talk about batting, but we are going to talk about fielding. That I was okay at. I could field the ball. I was DH'd for every single game, so I know I couldn't hit the ball at all. But I could field that ball. But what do you need? What do you need to do to field that ball? Well, there's a couple ways you can field it. The first way you can field a baseball is you could stand up here with your hands in your pockets, the glove like this, and you could be ready. Now, it's good to know that I was a second baseman. So, for reference, we're going to be talking about the second baseman, the shortstop, and the first baseman. But if you're standing there as a second baseman and you're ready for that ball to come, when it does, if you're standing here like this, there's about two outcomes that are going to happen. You're either going to get hit right in the nose because you're not ready for that ball. You're going to get hit in the knee. You're going to get hit somewhere else. You're going to get hit in the arm. You're going to get hit on the glove. But that ball's not exactly going to do any good except to hit you. And that person's going to get on base. Okay, that makes sense. But what if you get into the fielding position and you're ready to go? I'm ready to go. And your fists are tight and the glove's all tight and you're ready to go. What's going to happen? Well, that ball's going to come down and it's going to hit, and if you're lucky, it's going to bounce off your glove, and that's going to do it. But if your hands in a fist, it's pretty hard to throw a baseball to the person you need to throw it to. It's not going to do much good. So what do they teach you in baseball? Well, there's a good way to do that. First of all, make sure you're in that position, you're ready to receive that ball. But not only that, you need to have that glove ready to go, the gloves open, your hands open, and you're ready to play some ball. Because when that ball does come, when those hands are open, when it comes, not only does it go into the glove, and that glove gets pretty dirty, let me tell you, but it also gets into your hand, you're ready to throw it and share it to the next person for the most beautiful play a second baseman can ever see, the 4-6-3 double play. Woo! There we go. Can't tell baseball's on the mind. And that sounds great, doesn't it? It sounds clean. It sounds like perfect. And it can be if it's done right. But let me tell you, it can be a very dirty job. It can be dirty. This glove has been filthy more times than I can count. I would come home with the pants dirty, the shirt dirty, the knees bloody, the hands dirty. There was all sorts of diving. Like I said, I couldn't hit the ball, but I could stop the ball. That's about all I could do. That's what I was good at. But the key is, you had to be ready to receive it and to share it. And then they would share it over to the first baseman. Whew, baseball lesson for tonight. There we go. But what else? What does that have to do with anything when you think about it? Well, when you think about our lives, if we stand up here with our hands in our pockets, maybe get called pockets because that's all we do, what kind of relationships are we building with one another there? It's a good question. Not much happens. We're not ready to receive. We're not ready to share. Not only that, what's the difference when you're ready and your arms are open, ready to receive, ready to give? What exactly are open hands? What does that look like in our lives? You could probably think of many different examples, but there's something that always comes to my mind is when something happens to a farmer, maybe they're sick or they die and it's harvest season and that field is just sitting there. Maybe you've heard the stories of some farmers, neighboring farmers coming and taking care of the field, or coming from not only nearby but far away, coming and helping them succeed. Maybe adding more work to their load, but using their hands not only for what they need, but for what you need too. Or it could be something really simple about how do you get your hands dirty and give back in different ways. Just yesterday, my daughter, myself, and my neighbor's daughter, we did, of course, what anybody that loves winter does. We tried to give at least a few people some smiles. What does that look like? Well, we didn't build a snowman in our yard. We even didn't build a snowman in their yard. We went to three other people's yards on the street, and we built three different snowmen, all of them facing the house with a smile, so don't worry, but there's something there. That was one way to give back, to give maybe a little bit of joy into somebody's life, or to say, thank you for letting us use your hill, maybe. But not only that, besides that, you can probably think of many stories in your life, but what about in the scriptures? The feeding of the 5,000. That right there, there's a couple things going on with open hands, ready to receive and ready to give. Not much food there. Not much food, not much fish, not much bread. And yet all of a sudden, maybe not necessarily like magic, but there was food for everyone. And if it's like what some people have considered is once one person started giving, their hands opened up and shared what they had, and there was enough for everyone. The hands were open instead of tightly closed together, keeping it to ourselves. Hands wide open. Hold me fast, Lord. Hold me fast, as Psalm 139 says. But hands open is what we ask God for. Open not only to you, God, but to others. And that's a hard thing to do, because this idea of opening hands isn't necessarily giving to somebody, but it's also receiving. Receiving the gifts that Jesus has given each and every one of us. And that is a gift that just isn't something you want to hold on to tight. You want to share it. You want to receive it in and give it to the next person. And maybe they'll be able to share it with the next person and get their hands dirty in one way or another. But it is hard, because we don't necessarily want to do something nice for our neighbor because we don't necessarily agree with them all the time. But sometimes it's that idea of an open hand that breaks through some of those barriers. And in really hard times, even those barriers can break down and you even help somebody that you might not agree with. And who knows, maybe together you learn something. And God's hands in this whole time are sitting there wide open, ready to invite you in, ready to give to you and to you to share with one another. God to self, to others. A beautiful 4-6-3. It's a beautiful thing. So maybe that's the challenge for this week. Maybe the challenge is to reach out to God and with those open hands and say, you know what? They're a little clean right now. I'm ready. I'm ready to do something for my neighbor. I'm ready to hear your words. I'm ready to be filled with your love. I'm ready to receive your gifts. I'm ready to share those gifts with others. Whatever that looks like for you, maybe the first thing to do is to go to God with the open hands and say, I'm here. Use me. I've got the ears. I've got the eyes. I've got the heart. Here are the hands. Now open the life. That's what's coming next. Open us up, ready to receive and to give. Whatever that looks like for you, I pray you consider that today. And be ready. Be ready to get those hands dirty, but dirty in love. That's a beautiful thing. And it's something we're called to do, even when it's really, really hard. So go play ball with Jesus and your neighbor. It's going to be fun, even though it's going to be hard. I shouldn't have said fun. It's going to be hard. But thanks be to God for that. Thanks be to God to help us receive and to give each and every day. Amen. And let's see what the challenge is for this week in our Lenten experience.
Almsgiving. It's an old school word. Some words or phrases like it are charity, compassion, good deeds, helping the poor. Psalm 11:7 talks about our, quote, righteous deeds. And Deuteronomy 15 describes open-handed living. Both the Old and New Testaments are loaded with the importance of caring for others, especially those in need. Your participant journal this week will give you a good look at just how prevalent this theme is in the entirety of the scriptures. Proverbs 14:31, whoever oppresses a poor man insults his maker, but he who is generous to the needy honors him. Proverbs 19:17, whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. Being kind and gracious to others is motivated by the fact that God has been kind and gracious to us. Now, I obviously don't know the current financial status and life situation of each person who's participating in the Lent experience. What I do know is that one of the things that followers of Jesus embrace is generosity. And it's something that moves from just a thought or sentiment into real-life practical expression of genuine care for others. In big ways, but more frequently in small ways. When we are caring for the needs of others, we are expressing how God created us to be in the first place. You know, before sin messed everything up. When you read the account of creation in Genesis, you quickly notice that humans are different than the rest of God's creation. Human beings are the pinnacle of His creation because it says that we are made, quote, in His image. Now, we can have a good conversation about what it means to be made in God's image, but one of the things we know for sure from the creation account is that God gave people the responsibility to care for what He had made. That includes each other, because we are part of God's creation. So it's not a stretch to say that when I'm caring for another person, I'm doing what I was created to do. Almsgiving is real-world stuff. It reminds us how good God has been to us, that we are created in God's image, which to some extent means we were given responsibility, and it reminds us, hopefully without unnecessary guilt or condemnation, but with the correct amount of honesty and humility, that the selfishness of sin has a way of pulling us away from the kind of life that we were all created to live. So, this week's challenge is simple, but not as straightforward as other weeks. You'll need to do a little creative thinking to pull this one off. Your challenge is to do one thing this week to care for someone in need. This challenge, regardless of how you end up completing it, will force you to look beyond yourself in a good way. I'm going to avoid the temptation here to over-explain this. Your participant journal will give you some direction and some things to think about if you get stuck. I'll simply ask you to pray this simple prayer with me right now. Let's pray together. God, please help me to identify who you want me to help this week and what you want me to do. Amen. That's it. This is going to be a good week. I'll see you next Sunday.
So I came in today, and Rod called me in to talk about the service tonight, and he had a concern that the song that I had chosen for this moment right now was not quite right. And the song was, "Give Us Clean Hands, O Lord." And he said, "I really think the whole point is to get our hands dirty for God."
Almsgiving. It's an old school word. Some words are...
And he said, "That just sounds too pietistic." And I said, "That sounds like a song to me, Dirty Hands for God." So I ended up scribbling this song down today. And you're going to help me sing it for the first time. It goes like this. Dirty hands make God smile. Get things done that feel worthwhile. Try that. Dirty hands make God smile. Get things done that feel worthwhile. Again. Dirty hands make God smile. We're called to get it done. Do that last part. Dirty hands make God smile. We're called to get it done. All right, can you try that? Here we go. Two band, a one, two, a three, a four. Dirty hands make God smile. Get things done to feel worthwhile. Dirty hands make God smile. We're called to get it done. Dirty hands make God smile. Get things done to feel worthwhile. Dirty hands make God smile. We're called to get it done. One more time. Dirty hands make God smile. Get things done that feel worthwhile. Dirty hands make God smile. We're called to get it done. We're called to get it done. For the Lord, we're called to get it done. We're called to get it done. For the people now. Dirty hands. Keep them dirty.
Look at that. Even on short notice, Ben got to get his hands dirty and come up with a dirty hand song. So thank you so much. Let's pray together. Lord of all life, when we cannot see the beauty of your creation, open our eyes that all living things thrive and grow. When we neglect the poor, the sick, and the grieving, open our hands to do your work in the world. When we ignore the cries of injustice in our midst, open our ears that all will know your love. When we are hardened against our neighbor, open our hearts and heal our resentment. When we are closed to the grace you long to give us, open our lives and turn the grace... I lost my spot. And follow, it's a good thing, open our lives and turn us to follow in the way of the cross. It's a good thing God knows exactly what we pray for before we even ask for it. And Lord, we give you all those things in our lives this day. the things that make us smile, the things that are hard, the things that we do with our dirty hands or what you're calling us to do. Help us to hear that, to feel it in our hearts, to see it with our eyes, what you're calling us to do each and every day. And we pray for those in our life, in our congregation, around the world with special needs this day, including Thanksgiving at the birth of baby Marin to Bryn and Matt. We pray for Hayden, Daryl, the family of Melvin, Anna Marie, Jill, Catherine, Ardell, Ashley, the family of Darlene, Elaine, Jenny, Luann, Missionary Karen, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Magallanes, and all those that we give to you now, either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. And into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen. And please rise as you're able. And let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And let's pray the offering prayer together, as we remember all those things that we give thanks to God for, that we do use to get our hands dirty. Through our times, our talents, our possessions, whatever it is God calls us to do, thank you for what you do and what God continues to call you to do. God of mercy and grace, the eyes of all wait upon you, and you open your hand in blessing. Fill us with good things, that we may come to the help of all in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord. Amen. And the peace of Christ be with you always. And as you go from this place, as you go home, I invite you to share that peace of Christ with all those you meet and those around, and let it share all wherever you go. Let it share, and share it with everyone. And receive this blessing. Go into the world with eyes open to the transforming light of Christ, hands open to serve those you meet, ears open to the call of the Spirit, hearts open to the bountiful love of God, and lives open to follow Christ to the cross. The God who opened for us the way of everlasting life, bless you now and forever. Amen. Let's sing together, I'm Gonna Live So God Can Use Me.
I'm gonna live so God can use me. Anytime and anywhere.
Christ is with you. Thanks be to God. And God is good
all the time.
All the time. God is good.